Well, hello, guys. Now, here's the bird lady of Liverpool. She's not a cat lady yet, she's a bird lady. But they always have to be excessive, don't they? Apparently, she rescues injured birds or something. But, of course, the trouble is, she lives in a terraced house. There's a house right next door to her, a house next door to that. If anybody knows the UK, that's the way it is. And she apparently has hundreds of birds. Can you imagine just the noise alone? Apart from the smell. But I guess it's the need for Femmons to care for something. Because she doesn't have any children, I guess. But what generally happens is they get so many animals there, like either cats or birds or whatever. And finally the council has to come around and collect them all. At least the ones that's still alive. And then usually puts down most of the ones that were alive because they're in such bad shape. It's obvious that this Femmon doesn't care about her neighbours whatsoever. It's only what she wants. Because the neighbours have complained very loudly to the council. But we've seen the same as well with Femmons and their cats. 50 cats in a house, or more. Obviously, these Femmons have some form of mental illness. And most of the time, these birds are in worse shape than when she got them. Somebody should tell her, these birds are not kids or children. They're birds, they're animals. The same with these Femmons that keep these 30, 40 cats. They're not children, they're cats. This behaviour is mostly Femmons. And it's funny, isn't it? Femmons have an issue, and everybody else has to deal with it. Except the Femmon. Anyway, I'm glad I don't live beside her. I'll put a link to the news arm down below, guys, and let me know what you think, of course.